Resound is the title of the current season of music by women composers at the National Concert Hall in Dublin. It's been organised in collaboration with the Sounding the Feminist Collective, a voluntary group dedicated to promoting the creative work of women in music. There's a long history of suppressed and ignored music to work with, and Resound is just one part of a five-year project to right the historical wrongs. Culturefile's Áine Gallagher went to the National Concert Hall to meet pianist Una Hunt and others on the team writing the new rules.
All of these constraints were on women, and certainly, yes, women could study certain instruments, but they could not study composition because it was not considered the right thing, and they certainly shouldn't be composing any large-scale works.
Despite the fact that they have been excluded from concerts and from recording as well, women have actually been pretty active throughout the centuries. And this is one of the things that the series wants to show.
There are an awful lot of composers who were highly regarded at the time and then slip out of the repertoire sometimes. So it's great to shine a light on that, not just because they're female, but actually here's music that's really worth hearing in its own right. I'm Simon Taylor, I'm Chief Executive at the National Concert Hall, and we're delighted to be working with Sounding the Feminists on this initiative for female composers. It's interesting, you know, you'll get some people who will say we shouldn't be doing a female composer series because it's actually, in a way, almost drawing attention to that and to the fact that somehow female composers are in a different subcategory, if you like. And there's some validity in that, but I think in order to make that change, perhaps you do need to draw attention to the fact, in this case, that, you know, there has always been a female voice in music. A lot of it is really worth hearing and being brought into the repertoire, and maybe you need to make that sort of positive intervention in the first instance. And then hopefully the works that we're hearing across this series start to make their way into the standard repertoire.
Sounding the Feminist is a volunteer group who campaign for gender equality in music across Ireland. And we're concerned with music in as broad a sense as possible. And we are interested in working to increase people's awareness of composers from the past and also to give new opportunities to up-and-coming composers and sound artists. My name is Laura Watson, and I have been involved with Sounding the Feminist since it was established in 2017.
Does classical music show a greater disparity between female and male composers than other genres of music?
It's kind of hard to answer that in some ways. If you listen to music on the radio and you're like listening to popular music and so on, you would get a sense there are so many prominent female singers and performers and songwriters. But in classical music, due to how the tradition developed centuries ago, there was this legacy of women being excluded. Women were only encouraged to make music in the home, or if they composed at all, it was supposed to be very simple, light music. So that's had a knock-on effect for women who are still trying to make it in classical music today. We still find that there is a disparity. There are still fewer female composers who are programmed in concerts today.
My name is Una Hunt. I'm going to be performing on the 23rd of January in the Women's Composers series. There's about three themes in the programme, not just one. The first one is really France meets Ireland, where we have composers from France, but also composers who have a sort of a Franco-Irish connection. With a composer such as Shami Nad, I mean, she was quite an extraordinary composer because she had quite a lot of success, especially in America, both as a pianist but also as a composer. She, unfortunately, in her large-scale works, was criticised for being unfeminine. And in the small-scale works, they were criticised because they were too small-scale and too frothy and silly and not important enough. So, in other words, she couldn't really win. I I hate to say that they're influenced by other composers, but certainly Melanie Boni's music. I'm playing a piece on the piano called La Cathédrale Blessée, which is very similar to Debussy's Cathédrale Engloutie. I feel it was very much influenced by that. I hate to say that, really, but since we don't know their music, we have to use the guideline of male composers, if you like, as to what their music sounds like. It's very impressionistic, it's very ethereal, it captures a mood and that type of thing. It's very beautiful music.
Let's say someone wants to explore this music. How do you go about it? I mean, where's the catalogue?
Well, that's the problem. There very often isn't a catalogue. I think, though, that female composers have become quite trendy, if you know what I mean, now, and their music is being published again in modern publications. But generally speaking, I mean, for instance, most of the work that I do is for Irish composers, and most of their music is not published, or at least it was published maybe 200 years ago or 150 years ago. It's not now available.
In the late 19th century, you have that very conscious emergence of female composers. You know, people like Ethel Smyth, for instance, who, you know, very definitely part of that whole suffragette sort of thing, very consciously going out there as a female voice in music. Ruth Crawford Seeger going into the 20th century, again, very consciously female composers. And I think now the situation we'd like to get to, I suppose, is where the gender is not relevant. And that should be the case. I mean, rather like we now talk about genre in music being less relevant, you know, is something classical music? Is it popular music? Is it jazz? In a way, as the old cliche goes, it's good music and bad music. And hopefully we'll get to a situation where actually the gender of the composer is not the relevant or important thing. It's the quality of the music that's produced.
I think there's still barriers there for women in every profession, actually. I mean, it seems that the opportunities are there for women now, but I think if you scratch under the surface, there's still an awful lot of prejudice. I would definitely have felt that in my own career. That is just that little bit more difficult to be taken seriously as a woman.
Una Hunt there, ending that report from Áine Gallagher. Resound continues at the NCH until March, and on January 23rd, Sharon Carty and Una Hunt present pieces by French female composers. NCH.ie for all the details.